You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well, and welcome back. Today, we're talking about this. Keep swimming and make every stroke count. So let me tell you, today's soul story goes back to when I was a child. I have had so many near-drowning, near-death experiences throughout my life, I can't even tell you. And each time it happens, I overcome the fear, I get back into the water, and it happens again. I know, crazy, right? So anyway, since then, even though I'd like to avoid the water, I continue to try to overcome this fear of water, right? Because I know that, hey, I'm not going to live in fear. So I have a big breakthrough this summer. I decided that I was going to get in the water, and not only get in the water, but I was going to water ski. Now, I grew up water skiing. So even though I had this fear of water, I overcame it. I got in, I water skied. But a lot of the big, very traumatic experiences of near drowning came after that. So I never water skied again. So this summer, I'm with my sister-in-law and she's water skiing and I'm watching her water ski. And all of a sudden I thought, this looks so fun. I wanna do it. And they're like, are you serious? I said, yeah, I'm going to do it. I was like a baby. I was so freaked out in the water. Honestly, I was crying. I was so scared, but I was so committed to overcoming this thing and actually having fun that I made myself face the fear and go through it. So I'm freaking out. I'm screaming and crying about it. Literally, I have this all on videotape. And watching it, it's kind of like embarrassing, but yet such a huge breakthrough moment. I'm so proud of showing this video. Not only did I overcome it, but I got up on one ski and I skied. So anyway, long story short, I had this incredible experience, but I had to face my fear like never before. And I knew I was afraid, but I didn't know I was that scared to the point that I was crying. I was sitting in the water. I was afraid I was going to get bit by fish. I mean, it was just so overwhelming to me. But I overcame it and I did it. So since then, I don't say that I'm afraid of water because I did it, right? So when I'm in Mexico this last time, okay, you know, I went on this vacation, I'm in Mexico and I decide, okay, I'm going swimming. Now, as it turned out, my big breakthrough didn't happen in the ocean. It actually happened in the swimming pool. So I get in the water and I start doing laps in the swimming pool. I know it's so crazy because I'm not a swimmer, but, you know, hey, I can at least stay above water where I'm not drowning. So I start doing laps with my daughter, and she's like, Mom, I'm tired. I'm done. And for some reason, I said, you know what? I'm going to keep going. So I'm swimming, and I'm swimming. I've done now a couple laps on this very large pool. And by the third lap, I'm thinking, wow, okay, what I'm going to do is this. I'm not going to waste any energy doing anything but the strokes that get me the most distance with each stroke. So as I'm swimming, I'm not wasting any energy with any stroke that doesn't give me the most distance. And I began to think about this and I was like, oh my goodness, this is what it's like in life. Number one, my dear, we must face our fears. Whatever that is for you, I want you to ask yourself right here and right now, what do you fear the most? And are you willing to face it? Are you willing to get into the water, whatever that water looks like for you? Number one, you have to face your fears. Number two, you have to get in the water. You have to get all in. And then number three, you must keep swimming and then make every stroke count. Only do the strokes that are going to give you the distance that you desire. And what do I mean by this? So often we waste time with fears, trying to run from them, trying to swim from them, trying to avoid them, trying to pretend they're not there. when the truth is, all we have to do is face it. Face it, get into the water, all in, and stop wasting time with doing all this other stuff, with worrying about all these other things, and simply focus on the task at hand, which is living and loving your life well, my dear. Think about that. Don't waste any more time on strokes that don't count. Make every stroke count, and whatever you do, keep swimming. You know, it's interesting because I use the metaphor of water a lot with Sipping on Life. It's because at the worst time in my life, I felt like I was out in the middle of an ocean, and it felt like I was drowning in life. I literally felt like I was drowning in my own life. I was gasping for air, I felt all alone, and I felt this complete helplessness and almost hopelessness. And I remember I felt so overwhelmed, and it wasn't until I began to sip on my life. You know, and it's interesting because during that time, a dear friend of mine reminded me of a Disney movie, and I don't even remember the name of it. It might be The Little Mermaid, I'm not sure. But she talked about this one scene where the fish basically said, you know what, no matter what, keep swimming. And so that was my motto for a long time, like, keep swimming. And you know what? It now has translated into continue to sip on life. Keep sipping, my dear. Keep sipping on your life. And when you do, it will allow you to keep swimming and make every stroke count by making every sip count. I sure hope this helps you today. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage yourself. And today's Sacred Soul step is this. Where in your life do you need to keep swimming? And where in your life are you wasting time on strokes that don't count? Make every stroke count, my dear. Get the maximum distance from every single thing that you think, do, say, and feel. Make every stroke count and make every sip count. I would love to hear from you. Please come over to womensippingonlife.com and let me know how you're doing. And I will look forward to swimming with you and sipping on life with you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow so you can love you, your life, and your life's work well, one sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.